I'm Krista Wessel, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5 o'clock on All Classical Portland, we celebrate young musicians in our community. And today we'll meet 18-year-old Josephine West. Josephine plays piano and violin, and she also sings with the Pacific Youth Choir. But as you can hear, she got her start with a very different kind of singing.
My family is Greek Orthodox, and my dad is a Greek Orthodox priest and quite an accomplished chanter in the Byzantine style. So when I was six, he started teaching me Byzantine chant.
Oh my goodness.
And I've been chanting in church ever since. The parish is about, we don't actually have many Greeks at the parish. It's mainly Middle Easterners. Got about 60% of our community is Middle Easterners, so that's definitely been an interesting experience, sort of growing up right on the edges of another culture, but not actually in that culture.
So, where you're the minority.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's also definitely been interesting. I mean, well, going back like 25 years, like I think it was pretty much almost 100% of the parish was Middle Eastern. So I remember being in Sunday school. There was maybe one other white kid in Sunday school.
Wow, that's a perspective that not many people get in this area.
Yeah. You know, I knew that I loved to sing, and I, you know, would enjoy maybe doing some more singing outside of church. And the Oregonian ran an article on Pacific Youth Choir, and my sister and I saw it, and we thought, oh, man, this looks so fun. And her mom, she noticed, like, what a time commitment it is, because it is kind of a time commitment. It's a lot of time on Sunday evenings. But she decided to let us audition. She actually thought we wouldn't get in, which is because and especially the way the newspaper article portrayed it, it's like this very elite choir. So our mom was like, okay, fine, this will be a good experience. And then we both got in, and we've been singing with BYC ever since. Hmm. So,
which has been how many years now?
Let's see, this is my fifth year at UIC. UIC has definitely been a community for me, which is really fantastic. And I think that that's one of the reasons I love music so much, is that I feel like music is a community. It's very community building. And we live in a society that's really starving for community when you look at it. So to be able to have that opportunity is really fantastic. And I think also that really influenced me. I've known that I wanted to teach from the time I was about 12.
Oh, wow.
I read Louisa May Alcott's Little Men and decided that I wanted to have a boarding school when I grew up. And my parents were like, okay, honey, that's great. You go with that. And once I realized that that might not be entirely feasible, I realized, like, hey, I really like music, too. And, like, wait, you can teach music. Like, that's a thing. So for a while, I was definitely going with, like, private music instructor. And that has kind of changed, especially since I started an early college program at the end of my sophomore year.
Wow.
And, yeah. And so I've been in that the past 2 years. I graduated this spring with my associates. And I took music theory at Mount Hood Community College, 2 years of music theory, and it is amazing. I love music theory. Just doing that has really made me think, like, wow, maybe I want to just, like, teach music in a classroom setting and, like, teach theory, aural skills, all that sort of thing. And I've actually gotten an opportunity to sort of try that out a little bit with PYC this year. Mia agreed to let me teach a sight singing class for the middle school choir and the high school choir.
Wow.
So we've been doing that every week, and it's been super awesome. There's something about sharing music, really just sharing information is such a wonderful experience. And just being able to watch people get that light bulb moment where they get it. And it's amazing. And music for me, music is my passion. And so it's all the more special getting to do that with music.
Do I also understand that you're involved in the outreach program going on at Pacific Youth Choir?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
The outreach at Whitman Elementary School. And that's just awesome.
Fill me in on the details of that.
Yeah. So basically, Whitman Elementary School is a school in Southeast Portland, and they only have music once a week, just a brief music class once a week. And we've started this outreach program through PYC. They have an after-school program there, SUN. We go in through SUN, and two more days a week, we have this choir that we're doing with the fourth and fifth graders. And it's been amazing to see how much these kids have grown, and it's so cool to get to see that. I think they're really starting to get some musical concepts, which is really cool.
And so what are you specifically doing out there with this outreach?
I'm one of the high school mentors. Basically, we're there sort of for moral support. We'll sit with the kids, sing with them. You know, if somebody starts to, you know, poke their neighbor or whatever, we're the ones who's like, okay, let's not do that. I sort of forget how cool you are to elementary schoolers when you're in high school.
Yeah.
It's just like, wow, I wish I was actually that cool. Like,
you might be, and you just don't know it. Well, I think one of the things that makes you cool, and you mentioned this a while ago, mm-hmm. is that during your sophomore year, you said you started an early college program.
Yeah.
Tell me about that. What's going on there?
Yeah, so I don't know if you're familiar with it. There's a number of programs throughout the state. The goal is to get your associate's degree and your high school diploma at the same time.
Whoa.
You can spend either like 2 years, 3 years doing that. So, yeah, I was homeschooled up until then, and that was a really awesome experience, classically homeschooled. My dad graduated Phi Beta Kappa from Reed College, so, you know, started me on Latin and ancient Greek and, you know, lots of history, lots of writing, all that stuff. And I can't remember how we heard about the early college programs. I think we had friends in Washington who were doing it because they have a statewide program up there, Running Start. And we looked around and was like, sure enough, we found some in Oregon too. And we're like, okay, this could be a really good fit, especially since it allowed me to study music more.
Okay, so fast forward a couple of years, you've mm-hmm. now got a high school diploma and an associate's degree from Mount Hood Community College.
Well, I actually don't have the high school diploma.
Really?
I'm technically a high school dropout with an associate's degree.
Interesting.
I decided not to go for the high school diploma because it would have meant that I'd have to take just extra credits and extra classes that I didn't need for the associate's degree. And PSU, where I'm planning to go, they'll allow me to transfer with just the associates. So
interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's kind of cool. I told you you were cool.
Thanks. I'm Josephine West, and I'm 18 years old. I love folk music, especially Celtic folk. So, you know, I'd play fiddle tunes and folk songs with my sister. My sister plays guitar. I also actually, I got roped into jazz combo.
Really?
At MHCC for a couple terms and jazz band for one term.
Playing?
Piano the first term, mainly piano the first term I was in combo, but then it switched over to more violin the second term that I was in combo and jazz band, which was definitely very interesting.
Huh. Do you play other things too?
Define play. I definitely mess around with other things. I have entirely way too many musical instruments.
Oh, really?
At my house. I know how the accordion works. I'm not going to say I play it well. I know how it works. Let's see, what else? I've got a mandolin that I like to mess around with. I got an auto harp for Christmas last year, which is super cool and fun. penny whistle. Oh, tormented my family with a penny whistle when I was younger. My grandparents got one for me when I was probably about 8 or 9, and I loved that thing.
You sound like you really love the nuts and bolts of music.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of like a puzzle. And I do really like puzzles. And it's just, it's so cool to know why things work the way they work. I was a little bit worried when I started music theory. I was like, well, I was excited, but at the same time, I was like, this is also going to, you know, take the mystery out of it, you know. There's definitely something magical about that mystery. But I was pleasantly surprised by the fact that it seems like the more questions that are answered, the more questions you have still, that I have still. So it's definitely not taken any of the mystery out of it. If anything, it's actually added to that mystery.
18-year-old Josephine West. She is such a well-rounded musician. She's a singer, a pianist, a violinist. We're hearing her here in the background making music with her sister. Josephine will be attending Portland State University in the fall to get her bachelor's in music education. I'm Krista Wessel, and this has been On Deck with Young Musicians. Every Saturday at 5 o'clock, we celebrate young musicians in our community. And as a reminder, every single episode of On Deck has been permanently archived at the All Classical Portland website, along with additional information about each of these kids. So to listen to Josephine's episode of On Deck again, just head to allclassical.org, click Programs, and then On Deck. Again, that's allclassical.org. And thank you for joining me. I hope to see you on deck again next Saturday.